Okay, welcome everyone to this emergency late weekend interview. This is with Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. And there's so much that's been happening right now with not only the situation in Europe. We've got the election results out of Italy. We've got Germany declaring martial law. We've got rumors of Poland now about to declare martial law, rumors of troops on the streets in London. Western Europe is looking like it's going to be annihilated, but also simultaneously, the rise of demons. The self-mutilation culture of the West looks like it's headed for annihilation itself. So Steve Quayle is here to give us his thoughts on where all this is going and some of the timelines. Steve, sir, thank you for joining us. Your work is legendary. I appreciate everything you're doing. Thanks for joining us this late evening.
Well, thank you, Mike. And we couldn't have a more, how should I say, dangerous time period, you know, and all the time periods leading up to, like, literally this night, after all of the machinations and meltdowns going on in Western Europe, we're seeing the financial markets coming apart at the seams. The question is, will tomorrow, meaning Monday, will tomorrow be date-wise? It'll be the 26th of September.
Right.
What's going to happen with the stock market crash? And I think what's happening, Mike, that people need to understand is the globalists, the Luciferians, the absolute gates of hell are making war on all human beings on the planet to basically destroy humanity. This is genocide, but that word has even lost its meaning. It is the intentional genetic manipulation of the human genome to cause the annihilation of all humanity. And now they don't care. The devil doesn't care if he uses nuclear war, biological warfare, economic starvation, freezing people to death, as Western Europe will. And I think Western Europe should have awakened to the fact that the U.S. had a battle plan to basically use the Ukraine as a lever against Western Europe. And now we're watching a sinkhole and all everybody's assets, military assets and funds going in there. And for what reason?
Yes. And I want to bring in a fascinating scenario on all of this and get your reaction to it. Now, you know that BASF, B-A-S-F, this massive chemical conglomerate in Germany, used to be part of IG Farben. So it was a Nazi corporation. And in March of this year, BASF told Reuters that they would halt all their output completely if gas supplies fell to just 50%. Well, gas from Gazprom is at 0%. And BASF, again, founded by Nazis, run by Nazis, is announcing that it could shut down completely, and this could plunge Europe into crisis. But the thing I want to run by you, Steve, is not that we wish any suffering upon the people of Germany or the people of France or the people of the UK, but aren't these leaders still fascists, Nazis, and communists? And wouldn't it be a positive thing, frankly, for our world if the leaders of those countries completely lost all power, fell out of power, and suffered a total collapse so that the people could be free?
Well, I don't believe the people can be free, given the content now of what's going on. You're talking about BASF. They have 111,000 employees throughout the world. It might pretty much, I've seen the projections, actuarial projections from people that are intimately aware of that corporation. And let's call it what it is, a global hydra. And they control so many raw materials, and people just think, oh, they just make tape. No. When they go down, should they go down, it will have ramifications that will seem like the largest domino run. You know, when you see all these dominoes falling and making all these intricate patterns, it can affect up to 75 million workers. Because when you hear that BASF or GM, and I'm not comparing the size, BASF is huge, but people only immediately respond to the fact, well, that means the people that work at the factories will be out of jobs. Right. Yet BASF needs 80% of the power from Nord Stream 2 to really run. There's been a European Union meeting. Nobody knows this, but you'll know it. Your listeners will be the first to know it. An ongoing 36-hour night and day meeting, because the heads of the European Union have decided what happens if they allow BASF to go down and the power is shut off, and what it will do to the internal rioting of their countries, okay? And we've seen it happening right now. So BASF is that big of an issue, is that big of a problem. And so again, it's absolutely astonishing to me that there's no downline thinking. And the R word that people have got to deal with is ramifications. So, you know, I coined the term, this isn't to be cute, but it's absolutely accurate. Reality disengagement syndrome. Okay. It's like the whole world can go to hell. And as long as you can watch, you know, sitcoms, and I usually put an H in front of the I there, and just be entertained. The fact is that the whole world can go to hell. But now, Mike, people that, you know, would like to be disengaged from all this stuff are being drug into it, whether they like it or not. We're seeing the runs again on supermarkets across Europe, across the world. So this is BASF, and no pun intended, is a really big deal.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And let me broaden my question, but I'm going to redirect to you on this. And I, you're absolutely correct. BASF is huge. I'm reading that their Ludwigshafen site alone is 10 square kilometers of industry. That's just one of their many sites around the world. And if they shut down, the ramifications will be global. But what I want to redirect to you is, at some point, doesn't humanity need to see the City of London dismantled, the Vatican corruption system dismantled, not just BASF, but the entire system of colonial occupation that's still run from London? By the way, the British Empire has never fallen, and you've got corporations like Unilever that are British corporations, I believe it's British, that are, you know, selling all these toxic brands to Americans and people all over the world. And you got the financial centers of the world still run out of London. Even if it hurts us, we the people, for some period of time, don't we have to, I mean, a falling apart of the corrupt fascist system, wouldn't that ultimately be a good thing in the long run, even though we suffer short term?
Absolutely. But here's the deal. The entire premise of the Great Reset is nothing more than the New World Order. Under their parameters, guidance from Lucifer himself, the old world order, that's national boundaries, culture, how do I say this? Every bit of international global trading, that all has to come to an end. And it goes right to the statement, when goods don't cross borders, armies do. And we're watching that right now with obviously the machinations going on of shipping strikes and goods on the shelves across the biggest retailers. And I know you've watched it. So what you're saying has to happen, yes, but it's going to happen on their terms, because listen, they with the guns make the rules. And if you look at every nation in the world, there's very little ability for them to fight back without tractors, let's say in Holland, and, you know, dumping horse manure to make, I would say this, civil disobedience. But your question is really pertinent, Mike. What I'm trying to say is the New World Order, the globalists, aren't content with allowing any, return to normal nationalities, boundaries, currencies. That's the whole reason there's going to be a global currency. We're seeing that taking place every day. So the thing is, we don't want anybody to suffer, but the devil wants everybody to suffer. And that's not a cop-out saying that.
Right. Yeah, I'm 100% with you. We don't want anybody to suffer, including the people of Ukraine, nor the everyday people of Russia. We want everybody all over around the world to have freedom and abundance. And in fact, the way to feed the world is to restore liberty. If you restore liberty and free markets, people can feed themselves, right?
Well, but you can't have liberty and justice when we're dealing with, right now, in my opinion, we are dealing with the positioning for the nuclear World War III. You know, a lot of people poo-poo that. I can tell you there's stories even tonight that are breaking on the internet of the United States sending back channel threats to Russia that we will use nuclear weapons. Well, let me tell you this. Anybody's guess why, you know, we're watching missile trails, intercepting missile trails in Russian territory? Who would be the ones to launch a missile that Russia would try and intercept? Mm-hmm. I want people to understand there is no honesty, there is no truth, there is no transparency, there is no desire for the American people to even have a clue of what reality is going. And we just saw the other story breaking about the Pentagon's never-ending policy to basically propagandize and control the American people. And,
yeah,
and
see, it's,
go ahead.
Well, it's so bad. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pentagon launched a nuclear missile to strike Ukraine, to blame it on Russia. I wouldn't put it past them.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and also the, what is it called? The Zaporizhia, the nuclear power plant, which I believe is currently in territory controlled by Russia. Why would Russia be shelling that plant? It can't be Russia shelling it.
It wouldn't. But here's the deal. We're seeing such, horrors of war now. And we're seeing that the United Nations is, I call them the United Nothings, okay, is nothing more than a whore's makeup, okay? The real evil is what lies underneath it. And by the way, with all apologies to, literally prostitutes, I'm not condoning it, but what I'm saying is what the United Nations does on a global scale is so incredibly evil. So how does that depend on what, or how does that relate to what we're talking about tonight? Well, it's talking about everything is being moved in to a World War III nuclear scenario. Why? Because there has to be a platform for the Antichrist to come on the scene and be the man of peace. We already got a one world religion now, was established, publicly by the Pope and by one of the leading Muslim clerics called Chrislam. Chrislam. That won't work. Biblically, we're told that the one world government, the one world monetary system, and the one world religion are all, now in play. And see, that's the problem. Like, people don't believe the biblical declaration of the future. And so the thing is that we're now living in the time of the book of Revelation being opened up. And people should say, oh, they've said that every year. They've never had to deal with nuclear weapons and nuclear war. And I am told from the background sources, people can check their sources. But I mean, we are at variations of challenges. The United States and Western Europe are not in any position to initiate and launch a nuclear war against Russia, which, by the way, can shelter 80% of their people. The whole basis of the red lines in Russia's statements, whether it's Dmitry Medvedev, whether it's Lavrov, Foreign Minister Lavrov, Vladimir Putin, President Putin, they've all made it clear. But here's the problem. The Pentagon has become the pentagram, in my opinion, and they believe that the old idea of America's on top and no one would dare attack us doesn't make sense any longer when all of our technology is in the Chinese hands. And obviously they do a better job and they have a higher workforce and they have all the raw materials. So the question I would ask everybody, how's the United States going to make war on Russia and China when we don't have any raw materials? And I don't believe we have the moral obligation or responsibility to do that. How are we going to do that? Now, you've got Russia 24/7 manufacturing everything from their hypersonic missiles to their new fighters, the Sukhoi 57s. I mean, they're going for it. And ladies and gentlemen, even North Korea, which just fired an ICBM in the area off of the Korean Sea, they have hypersonic missiles. And again, Kim Jong-un has thermonuclear weapons, which would be known to everyone else as, hydrogen bombs. So yeah, what's exactly happening? And Mike, what I just want to say is this, that the very thing we would hope for, there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. There is no voting Armageddon off of the ballot. There is no voting it away.
I'm glad you mentioned voting, Steve, because we have results from Italy. Looks like the Conservative Party is winning. What is her name? Maloney? I'm sorry.
I thought it's Maloney, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's it. So the EU is, they're pulling their hair out over this. And then also you've got the four regions, two of them in the Donbass region, I believe, of you know, formerly Eastern Ukraine, that have voted in this referendum, and they're voting reportedly by huge margins to join Russia. And I saw over the weekend that some fake ballots that were provided by NATO were intercepted and caught, because there's no election that Western countries don't want to rig, obviously. Not to say that Russia has never rigged elections either. Of course, they do too. But the point is, Eastern Ukraine wants to join Russia, and Italy wants nothing more to do with these insane liberal fascist EU policies. The American people are about to go to the voting booth, hopefully, if we're able to, you know, if we're not in the middle of a nuclear war by early November. And it looks like it's going to be a red wave at that point. The people of the Western fascist nations are rejecting their insane leaders, and they're rejecting transgenderism. They're rejecting war, and they're rejecting all the money printing and the inflation. Does this make the leaders more desperate, Steve? Or what do you think is the ramification of this?
Well, the ramification is there must be a nuclear war. The ramifications are there must be a complete financial upheaval. The ramifications are there must be a complete shutdown of all goods going between nations. And by the way, just again, to BASF, it's the largest supplier in Europe. And for some of the products, they're the largest supplier in the world. So, Mike, what's happening, okay, is that we're seeing the desire of Lucifer himself to literally bring the countries of the world to their knees, and he will offer them his solution. Now, I want to make this statement. Why, and in anybody's mind, could they think voting in the next election change anything? Let's say the Republicans took the entire House. Who's going to enforce the arrest of those who have basically committed treason? The answer is nobody.
Yeah.
There is nobody. So the appeal to the ballot box is, in my opinion, a part of the propaganda that people are kept on the hook, thinking somehow their votes matter. When you have the president taking credit for the vaccine and not taking any credit for, and this is critical, how many people had to die in the United States alone, being murdered by remdesivir, being murdered by being ventilated, being murdered by every form of medical malpractice that was accepted by Fauci? And at the end of the argument, Fauci was appointed by the former Trump, former President Trump, who's now wanting to come by, and he's playing with everybody. Is he going to announce? Is he not going to announce? Well, you know, I want your audience to know something. There is no, I want to repeat this, Mike, political solution. You cannot win this thing at the ballot box. Number one, it doesn't matter. He who controls the military controls the outcome. Every dictator in South America, every dictator in Asia, every dictator in China, every dictator on, and the, including ours, in the I now call our president Bidenstein, like Frankenstein, because of the monster that he's created. So you can't just be basically seen on the world stage as the clown of the century, which he is, and
for sure,
the buffoon of the ballroom, which he is, and expect your threats to have any validity. When the one thing Trump did say on the front of Drudge the other day is that the United States can't win a war against Russia. When you have made the destruction of U.S. military your number one goal, from Obama and his crew all the way through to pretty much now Biden and his crew, who is going to fight for the United States? Mike, who is going to fight? You know, put on your high heel shoes and hit the ballroom? No, and this is what's interesting, because I put up on my website today, and this is important, you know, and this is an audio, but people can go look at it, the photo of the day. It shows a man I used to know, a TV actor named Clint Walker, and, you know, big buffs. I think he was 6'4". And then it shows one of the Hollywood dilettantes, and what happened to the men. Well, the Bible is very clear that the men in a nation that's under judgment, and this is what's interesting, Mike, is that their troops, become women in the midst of it. That's not bad for 2000 years ago, is it?
Actually, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. We're watching it right
now. Yeah, and so the thing is that how do we fight a war when we don't have the weapons? And I'm telling you point blank, we are not being told. The rumors out in international weapons land and war land of how many assets are being taken out of service and commission, some of them being shot down. And people say, oh, you can't say that. Well, I'm telling you, you watched it when you hear the story about Russia intercepting using their S-500s. By the way, we have nothing the equivalent of the S-500.
That's right.
Of the 550, the anti-missile systems. There's rumors out that some of our space-based weapons platforms have been taken out. Most people don't even know they exist. And when you start taking out satellite weapons, this is really satellite communication satellites and satellite weapon systems. This is game on. But, you know, it's incredulous. It makes, you know, I guess the word is, it's not only incredible, but incredulous that we're watching the slaughter of innocents and men, women, and children. We're watching for the first time, we're watching, and this is really critical. I'm sorry to sound so gross, but when you see the Scythians, which are a certain brand of very, very, I would say this, in history, some of the cruelest people in the world, when they're boiling Russian servicemen's heads and eating them, cannibalizing them, listen, this is no longer anything that's even in the psyche of modern warfare. We're reverting back, Mike, in my opinion, to some of the most heinous practices in history, and that's on Hal Turner. People want to see it. But that stuff's really happening. So what is our, where do we turn? First of all, in my opinion, haven't changed. There's only one answer, and that's to acquire an understanding of how the Bible declared the end of the age, which I believe we're in, at the beginning of time. And even 4,000 years ago, some of the prophecies are coming to pass. And people who say, I want to visit again, that, oh, they said Jesus was coming the last 300 years. But it wasn't time for Jesus to come, because before Jesus comes, there has to be the arrival of the Antichrist, which means in place of Jesus Christ. And now we're seeing, again, we're seeing everything in play. The only thing that's needed is a world war and enough dead people, planetary-wise. And I want people to understand this, too, and then I'll throw it right back to you. How is it that everything happened at once? As Mike, it was like somebody threw the switch, and everything from famine, mega drought, you know, lack of products. It's because the control of it is under Lucifer's fallen angel minions. We're seeing demon-possessed people coming into a full release. In other words, where there used to be a restraint and constraint on evil spirits, now they're loosed. And you know that. We're dealing with demons, and you can't deal with demons at the ballot box.
Yeah, good point. And the demons are coming out as, well, they possess school teachers. They possess people in what, the legislative body, judicial, entertainers, and also I think mayors of certain cities or governors, some of them are demon possessed, and maybe the leader of the Vatican right now, who you have called an entity in the past, I believe. But before I ask you more on that, I want to bring in something else. Just to finish up with the issue of BASIF here, that is highly relevant. BASIF has, they say that they've been operating their facilities nonstop since the 1960s, that they've run around the clock. They've never shut it down. And an article in The Guardian says that if BASIF were to shut down, that they have no idea if they can restart the entire facility, or if, quote, the drop of pressure would cause some machinery to break. And then the company spokesperson named Daniela Rechenberger says that if we have 50% of our, if our gas goes down to less than 50% of our maximum requirements, we would need to wind down the entire site. It's something that's never happened in BASIF's history. So what I'm asking you, Steve, is, isn't there a lot of industry across not just Germany, but, you know, the UK, France, Spain, Italy, Greece, you name it, that smelting operations, for example, when you shut these things down, you can't simply turn them back on. It could take months or never. You might need to replace a lot of parts. Yeah, go ahead.
Years. Yep. Here's the projections, Mike, I was sent today. If BASF closes its German plant, there will be 50 million people unemployed in Europe alone and 75 million people unemployed in the United States because of the raw materials. And BASF went to the EU and said, we need 80% of the energy, and they had the agreement with Russia, 80% of the energy that would come online through Nord Stream Part 2, okay,
yes,
because they were taking 50% of what was available on Nord Stream 1. So what they're saying, and some of this stuff will never start again. I want people to understand that. The attack on the fossil fuel industry, and by the way, I believe oil is abiotic. That means, and just as the Russians have been saying, you can't have enough dinosaurs to keep pumping the amount of millions and going into billions of barrels of oil. It's produced in, you know, different strata of the U.S. of the Earth by the pressure and the presence of hydrocarbons. And most people don't understand what a carbon pool is. And a carbon pool, I mean, we're carboniferous life forms, okay? And you and I have talked numerous times about very few people picked it up at first, but on the declaration of removing the carbon footprint from the earth, that's people. It's just like Soylent Green is people.
Right.
Just like so what I'm saying in this is this, that there's an emergency meeting. I got to revisit this, Mike. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal, what's going on, because if people understand, you know, Texas, let's take the entire population of Texas's working men and women. If they were to be instantly dispossessed, having no business whatsoever, no income, what would that do? Well, in essence, we're talking about that on a global scale of, and I would say this, obviously, of any nation that's got a manufacturing base to speak of. And look, they, you know, BASF makes base chemicals that are used in refineries, you know, that are necessary for refining oil. And even today, the biggest food market in Paris, food market went up in flames. The systematic orchestrated, listen, I make no apologies. If people cannot see the genocidal maniacs and the demoniacs that are destroying the food before their eyes and absolutely cannot put two and two together, then how should I say this? No amount of higher education is going to provide for them what they should have been paying attention to. And I'm going to make this statement, Mike, turn it right back. People who do not pay attention from this point on will pay with their lives.
You're not kidding. And I'm glad you mentioned that massive fire in, I think it was one of the world's largest wholesale marketplace for fresh produce. It's actually a hub where buyers from all over Europe come in to purchase massive quantities that goes into grocery stores and hotels and schools and everything you can imagine. And it went up in flames. And this is what we've seen this in the US, all of us, you know, 100 plus food plants suffering arson or sabotage or fires of some kind. Now this hits Paris. And again, we're talking about industrial shutdown. Again, if BASF shuts down, the domino effect would be absolutely massive. I don't see, Steve, I don't think that the leaders of Europe are willing to tell anybody the truth. So they can't tell people, hey, guess what? Millions of Europeans are going to starve or freeze.
Or freeze.
Or die. Or they're going to be homeless. You're going to lose your jobs. You're going to lose your currency. You know, the ECB, the European Central Bank, I don't know how it survives one more year, frankly. I mean, $1.5 trillion in energy derivatives alone that they have to bail out. And they got to nationalize all these companies like Uniper in Germany, which the German government is nationalizing, already spent $25 billion on that. And that's just the beginning. You know, talk to me $200 billion later about the black hole of money. How does...
Yep.
Go ahead.
when you're dealing with derivatives, you're dealing with what even Warren Buffett, who I'm not a fan of, called weapons of mass financial destruction. And you're dealing in the trillions of dollars. That's 1,000 billion. And ladies and gentlemen, you're already seeing the hints that Biden wants to put out a U.S. digital currency. The problem is no one is going to accept that because they won't accept U.S. greenbacks, which, by the way, behind the scenes are being repudiated and refuted. People are getting set. I'm talking nations and countries, Mike, to write it off because there's nothing that America can produce in the way of commodities or rare minerals or gold or anything. There's no way to cover all of the liar's paper. Liar's paper is T-bills, bonds, and notes. T-bills, T-bonds, treasury bonds, bills, and notes. And all the different contractual obligations are collateralized mortgage debt obligations. You know, the problem is that we are now at a time where it's all, I got to call a term I use, and I think it's the best I can come up with, is convulsionomics. That means economics are convulsing. There is no rhyme, there is no reason, and there is no return from it. Listen, we know for a fact that the Fed is going to continue to raise interest rates. They've said so. We're already seeing that. I talked to a friend of mine, a car dealer, you know, some of the non-manufacturer's money is going out at 9%. People are going to lose their homes. And oh, wow, guess who comes in? BlackRock with $10 trillion and buys up mortgages for 25 cents, maybe even 10 cents on the dollar. And America's being dispossessed. And I want people to understand that. I mean, I believe they're being demon possessed, but that which made our country great, our manufacturing, our ability, everything that we had that was related to freedom and liberty is being taken from us, and it's already been taken from us. So I just got to tell you, I absolutely rebuke and absolutely am at war with the rhinos, Republicans in name only, with the spineless jellyfish that think somehow they're going to vote, with the flag-waving red hatters, just as I'm infuriated with the Pelosi-viches, you know, very carefully stated. And yes, the bottom line is that where is the sanity? And here's the answer that you would give to me. The sanity no longer exists. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're right. We're watching the complete self-destruction of Western civilization. It is my view of where we are. And the demonic possession is so widespread and so complete now that you're right. This problem can't be solved at the ballot box. I think this is a spiritual war. We've got to invoke God's protection. We've got to invoke angelic protection, and even wait patiently, endure whatever is necessary for God's intervention to come along, which the date none of us can know, obviously, but the demons are running just roughshod over society right now. They're running the media, they're running entertainment, pedophilia, grooming, child mutilations. I mean, did you ever think we'd be talking about the day when doctors in America would be mutilating children for profit and the left would be cheering them and the president would be defending the practice?
Actually, yes.
The fake president, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. And the, you know, here's the thing. We are a nation that has been taken captive by the devil himself. This is the nation, and I want people to understand this. The Democrats were the first, and by the way, this is not a two-party system. This is a singular party system of two components, part A and B, that together are probably the most evil group of political hacks that have ever been seen in the world, because dictators usually don't allow for, you know, secondary input. But by controlling the narrative, Mike, just by controlling the political quote unquote playing field, they give people a false hope. So I'm telling everybody, we are at the beginning of the end of the age. That's not the end of the world, okay? The end of the age, as I define it, as the Bible defines it, are 42 months where all hell is going to break out. The Bible is telling us that we're going to have to endure hardship as a good soldier. And, you know, the bottom line is nobody who has, how should I say this, been blessed, wants to leave the course of blessing. Hey, I like my bed and my pillow, but my bed and pillow will go the way of history. And I think it's important that you will only have, Mike, and this is really the, you know, I like the word bottom line. You will only have what you are able to be willing to fight for and die for. In essence, the last thing that stops these butchers is the Second Amendment. Now we're watching every form of gun control. We're watching entire shipping containers worth of ammunition disappearing. We're watching the intentional disarming of the American public. The red flag laws isn't interesting. That's usually always vets, because the vets are the only trained fighting force, whether they're spec ops guys, whether they're Green Berets, they're the only guys really that the federal government fears. That's why they try and get rid of them in any way, or at least disarm them in every way. And so now we're at this point, Mike, where I believe this, people have got to understand, we're not talking about a hypothetical nuclear war. The cavalier attitude, and if you see that I'm getting worked up, I am, the cavalier attitude of people that do not even begin to understand what a 25 megaton nuclear weapon will do, primary blast, the thermal results, not to even mention the radiation. Oh, by the way, the Chinese were given the neutron bomb that doesn't do anything except kill humans and animal life and leaves the buildings intact. Guess who's got that? The Chinese, courtesy of ex-president George Bush Sr.
Steve, let me ask you this, because we're almost out of time.
Okay,
2 minutes remaining. But
ooh,
if nuclear war begins, where will the first, or what city or area or military base would the first nuke fall, do you believe? And I know
ahead. I'll tell you, Mike. And this is courtesy of the Russians. They told the United States military, "You keep pushing Washington D.C., New York City, Denver, and every COG base, continuity of government base." Most people don't understand that when Washington, D.C. is destroyed, and I believe it will be, and very soon, I don't know if soon is months or 6 months, I don't know the time, but the Russians have told them a continuity of government base are the deep underground military bases. So yes, we don't have to speculate. Well, you can wrap it up, and I think the easiest way to wrap it up is that, again, we are at a biblical turning point. There's never been a time like it, nor would be again, Mike. And Jesus said, if the days weren't shortened for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. When you have Yuval Harari and Darth Vader's little brother, you know, Klaus, talking about the end and the extinction of man. And oh, by the way, what a vain thing. The little weasel, in my opinion, who said God is dead, now we only have to take care of his body. I hope people understand that. That was a declaration of war against all people of faith who have faith in the living God. But you can't, you just say, oh, I got my faith will deliver me. Book of James says faith without works is dead. Show me your works. So those people who just roll over and think, all these guys on alternative radio have been wrong. Tell me anything that alternative radio has been, stated that's been wrong, especially in light of all of the revelations coming. You know, they can't point any fingers at us, but now it's too late. So, Mike, God bless you. God bless all your listening audience. And they have got to understand we are in the context of the end. It will not get better. It cannot get better from here. And it only gets worse. But Jesus is the answer. Jesus promised us he would be with us even through this most horrible period in time. And he'll be with us unto the end.
Well, thank you, Steve. And thank you for ending on a note of some hope with faith. If we continue to resist the demons and tyrants, then in the end, we shall be victorious and humanity shall rise again in the image of Christ and God. So,
yeah, but it won't happen, Mike. It won't happen. I want to make this clear. It will not happen until Jesus Christ comes, the second coming. And we know that's a very defined moment. No man knows the day or the hour of his return except God himself. But We know the season of it. We know there will be a false World War III. We know there will be a world leader, the Antichrist, who takes the place of Jesus Christ, and he's going to demand everybody worship him and take the mark of the beast, which without that mark, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. And for all those people that think, oh, all this stuff was happened in 90 AD, yeah, trust me, they didn't have digital implants in those days. Mike, blessings to you.
Okay, thank you, Steve. And folks, check out Steve's website, stevequayle.com. And this is Mike Adams. And thank you for joining us for this eye-opening interview. God bless all of you. Stay safe and get prepared. Take care.